अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य, बीपीटी फाउंडर आचार्य, सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिका श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिराज गोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की, मथुरा द्वारिका पुरी धाम की, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की, श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की, गंगा मैया की, यमुना मैया की, भक्ति देवी की, श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की, समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी श्री ललिता विशाखा देवी की। श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की। श्री श्री गौर निताय की। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9th चैप्टर 24th चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड कृष्ण द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। Yesterday, the class was discussed till 34th shlok. I'll just read from 35th onwards till we arrive at 56th. That there are only translations mainly. So verse 35th. After saying this, the sun god discharged his semen into the womb of Prutha and then returned to the celestial kingdom. Immediately thereafter, from Kunti, a child was born, who was like a second sun god. Because Kunti feared people's criticisms, with great difficulty she had to give up her affection for her child. Unwillingly she packed the child in a basket and let it float down the waters of the river. O Maharaj Parikshit, your great grandfather, the pious and chivalrous King Pandu, later married Kunti. Vruddha Sharma, the king of Karusha, married Kunti's sister Shrutadeva, and from her womb Dantavakra was born. Having been cursed by the sages headed by Sanak, Dantavakra had formerly been born as the son of Diti named Hiranyaksha. King Drishtaketu, the king of Keke, married Shrutakirti, another sister of Kunti's. Shrutakirti had 5 sons headed by Santardhan. Through the womb of Rajadhi Devi, another sister of Kunti's, Jayasen, begot 2 sons named Vinda and Anuvinda. Similarly, the king of the Chedi state married Shrutashrava. The king's name was Damaghosh. The son of Shrutashrava was Shishupal, whose birth has already been described in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasudeva's brother named Devabhag had 2 sons born of his wife Kamsa. These 2 sons were Chitraketu and Brihadbal. Vasudeva's brother named Devashrava married Kamsavati, by whom he begot 2 sons named Suvira and Ishuman. Kanka, by his wife Kanka, begot 3 sons named Baka, Satyajit and Purujit. King Srunjay, by his wife Rashtrapalika, begot sons headed by Vrusha and Durmarshan. King Shamaka, by his wife Shurabhumi, begot 2 sons named Harikesh and Hiranyaksha. Thereafter, King Vatsaka, by the womb of his wife Mishrakeshi, who was an Apsara, begot sons headed by Vrukha. Vrukha, by his wife Durvakshi, begot Taksha, Pushkar, Sala, and so on. From Samika, by the womb of his wife Sudamani, came Sumitra, Arjunpal, and other sons. King Anaka, by his wife Karanika, begot two sons, namely Rutadham and Jaya. Devaki, Pauravi, Rohini, Bhadra, Madira, Rochana, Ila, and others were all wives of Anaka Dundubi, Vasudev. Among them all, Devaki was the chief. Vasudev, by the womb of his wife Rohini, begot sons such as Bala, Gada, Sarana, Durmada, Vipula, Dhruva, Krita, and others. From the womb of Pauravi came 12 sons, including Bhuta, Subhadra, Bhadrabhanu, Bhadrabhavu, Durmada, and Bhadra. Nanda, Upananda, Kritaka, Shura, and others were born from the womb of Madira. Bhadra, Kaushalya, gave birth to only one son named Keshi. Vasudev, by another of his wives, whose name was Rochana, begot Hasta, Hemangada, and other sons. And by his wife named Ila, he begot sons headed by Uruvalka, all of whom were chief of personalities in the dynasty of Yadu. From the womb of Dhrutadeva, one of the wives of Anakadundubi, Vasudev, came a son named Viprushta. The sons of Shantideva, another wife of Vasudev, were Prashyama, Prasita, and others. Vasudev also had a wife named Upadeva, from whom came 10 sons headed by Rajanya, Kalpa, and Varsha. From Shrideva, another wife, came 6 sons, such as Vasu, Hamsa, and Suvamsa. By the semen of Vasudev in the womb of Deva Rakshita, 9 sons were born, headed by Gada, Vasudev, who was religion personified, also had a wife. By the semen of Vasudev in the womb of Deva Rakshita, 9 sons were born, headed by Gada. Vasudev, who was religion personified, also had a wife named Sahadeva, by whose womb he begot 8 sons, headed by Shruta and Pravara. The 8 sons born of Sahadeva, such as Pravara and Shruta, were exact incarnations of the 8 Vasus in the heavenly planets. Vasudev also begot 8 highly qualified sons through the womb of Devaki. These included Kirtiman, Shushena, Bhadrasena, Ruju, Sammardhan, Bhadra, and Sankarshan, the controller and serpent incarnation. The 8th son was the supreme personality of Godhead himself, Krishna. The highly fortunate Subhadra, the one daughter, was your grandmother. Purport. The 55th verse says, Swayam eva harihi kila, indicating that Krishna, the 8th son of Devaki, is the supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna is not an incarnation. Although there is no difference between the supreme personality of Godhead Hari and his incarnation, Krishna is the original supreme person, the complete Godhead. Incarnations exhibit only a certain percentage of the potencies of Godhead. The complete Godhead is Krishna himself, who appeared as the 8th son of Devaki. So now verse 56. Yada yada hi dharmasya kshayo vruddhischa papmanaha tadatu bhagavan isha atmanam srujate harihi. Yada yada hi dharmasya kshayo vruddhischa papmanaha tadatu bhagavan isha atmanam srujate harihi. Yada yada hi dharmasya kshayo vruddhischa papmanaha tadatu bhagavan isha atmanam srujate harihi. Yada yada hi dharmasya atmanaha atmanam srujate harihi. यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य शिरो वृद्धिश्च पाप्मनः तदा तु भगवान् ईशा आत्मानं सुचते हरिः। माताजी, यदा यदा हि धर्मस्य क्षयो वृद्धिश्च पाप्मनः तदा तु भगवानीश आत्मानं सृजते हरिः। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभयचरण अरविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग यदा व्हेनेवर, यदा व्हेनेवर ही इंडीड धर्मस्य ऑफ द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रिलीजन क्षयः डिटेरियोरेशन वृद्धिः इंक्रीजिंग च एंड पाप्मनः ऑफ सिंफुल एक्टिविटीज तदा एट दैट टाइम टू इंडीड भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड ईशः द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर आत्मानं पर्सनली सृजते डिसेंड्स हरिः द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। ट्रांसलेशन, व्हेनेवर द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रिलीजन डिटेरियोरेट एंड द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ इरिलीजन इंक्रीज द सुप्रीम कंट्रोलर द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड श्री हरि appears by his own will. Purport. The principles by which an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends upon earth are explained in this verse. The same principles are also explained in Bhagavad Gita 4.7 by the Lord himself. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. In the present age, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to inaugurate the Hare Krishna movement. At the present time in Kali Yuga, people are extremely sinful and bad, manda. They have no idea of spiritual life and are misusing the benefits of the human form to live like cats and dogs. Under these circumstances, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inaugurated the Hare Krishna movement, which is not different from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one associates with this movement, he directly associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People should take advantage of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and thus gain relief from all the problems created in this age of Kali. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। त తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ. It's my great fortune to have been given this opportunity to serve all the devotees here, sheltered at the lotus feet of Shri Rasdharas Bihari ji. I'm very grateful to the devotees who gave me this opportunity to serve all the devotees at once. Also beg forgiveness from the devotee who was scheduled to give Srimad Bhagavatam class. I don't know who was supposed to give, but... So this is a very nice chapter. This is what takes us to the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord Krishna's pastimes are described so vividly. Because Parikshit Maharaj in the beginning of 10th canto inquires from Shukdev Goswami some questions related to Lord Krishna, and he expresses his desire to get to hear extensively about Lord Krishna, his activities. So this is the 9th canto, last chapter, 24th. Chapter itself is entitled Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just a brief recap. The verses earlier, especially 12th to 20th, described Vrushni descendants. Then 21st to 25th, Devak, Ugrasen and their descendants were discussed. 25th to 36th, Chitradatta's descendants were discussed. In that, glories of Vasudev and story of Kunti, which we started with. 37 to 40th, Vasudev's sister's descendants. 48th onwards, 44th till 44th, Vasudev's brother's descendants. 45th to 55th, Vasudev's descendants, especially appearance of Lord Balram, Krishna and Subhadra. Now 56th, this is today's verse, till 62nd, is describing the reasons for Lord Krishna's appearance and his activities. Today in particular we are discussing the 56th verse, which is focusing on, the translation is speaking about Krishna appears to establish dharma and Lord appears by his own will. In Bhagavata, Prabhupada quotes the verse yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srujamyaham, that whenever and wherever there is decline in religion and irreligion becomes very prominent, in order to establish the dharma, Lord appears in every millennium. So this verse is quite similar to Bhagavad Gita verse only. And Prabhupada in purport says about how the people in the current present age, that is Kali Yuga, how they are so degraded, extremely sinful and bad. Prabhupada says, Manda, quoting from first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Vyasadeva is saying, Prayana alpayusha sabhya kalavasmin yuge janaha mandasva manda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrutaha. So all the characteristics of people in the present age Kali Yuga are described succinctly in this verse. Prayana alpayusha, people are short lived. In Satya Yuga, people used to live for 1 lakh years. That was the average lifespan. In Treta Yuga, 10,000 years. In Dwapar Yuga, 1,000 years. And Kali Yuga begins with 100 age lifespan. And as it proceeds ahead, then lifespan keeps reducing. People live lesser, 95 years, 90 years, 80, 70. Now average lifespan may be between 60, 70 approximately. And this will further reduce towards the end of Kali Yuga, which totally lasts for 4,32,000 years, of which only 5,000 years are over. So 4,27,000 more years to go. towards the end of Kali Yuga, it is said that if somebody reaches the age of 50, he would be considered the oldest man on the planet. And he will be asked for all the health tips. Could you, sir, explain what are the secrets of your living so long? 50. Because nobody will live. By the age of 30, 40 only, all the people will die. Somebody living up to 50. Just like in today's age, if somebody is 104-year-old, 105 or little more, he would be very much appreciated and considered to be a rare species, rare fortune. Similarly, in that time, somebody living for 50 years would be considered quite a big thing. Prayan alpayusha sabhya kalaosmin yuge janaha. That is the description of people in Kali Yuga. Manda, they'll be very lazy. Manda sumanda, very lazy. Especially for spiritual life, Prabhupada says. As such, otherwise, because this is Kali Yuga, age of quarrel and hypocrisy, and passion and ignorance. So people are highly passionate. In the city like Mumbai, you can see around how people, even people coming from background of village, where they were very slow. If they come to the stations of Mumbai, the suburb stations, very soon, in a matter of week or two, people will become very fast. So people become mad. They are racing, you know, to earn more money for sense gratification. In Mumbai only, on one of the platforms I saw when I got down from the local, so many people got down and they were running, and there was escalator which was going upward, and people were running, skipping steps, and they were running on the escalator which is already going upward. So you can see the height of passion. So people are very active, if at all, then only for sense gratification, you know, for material pleasures. In spiritual life, people are very lazy. That's what we see in Kali Yuga in particular. So, in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is further description. We'll see little later. So, manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya. They are ill luck. They are having ill luck. Why? Because we can see, we don't have fresh air. We don't get fresh water. And if at all these things you want fresh, then you have to purchase. You have to pay money for it. 15 rupees bottle, Bisleri bottle, inside the train. And on the inside the train, 20 rupees, 5 rupees extra charge. So that way we are very unfortunate. Manda bhagya hi upadrata, always disturbed. So many disturbances around, and more so from one's own uncontrolled mind and senses. And people are so very disturbed. So this is very nicely described by Shukdev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj in the 12th canto, in the second chapter, the symptoms of Kali Yuga. So we'll just read, these are around 16 verses or so, which describe around 50 to 55 bad things of Kali Yuga, the trends of Kali Yuga, characteristics of Kali Yuga. Shukdev Goswami said, O King, religion, truthfulness, cleanliness, tolerance, mercy, duration of life, physical strength and memory will all diminish day by day because of the powerful influence of the age of Kali. People earlier, when there were simple phones, people would remember some few phone numbers. Nowadays in the mobile only directory is provided. So if you ask in any assembly, how many people remember more than 10 phone numbers, hardly anyone would raise hand. And most of the people know many times less than 5 numbers. Their own number is one of those numbers. So we can see that memory is reducing, mercy, how people are cruel, especially towards animals and towards human beings also. In Kali Yuga, wealth alone will be considered the sign of a man's good birth, proper behavior and fine qualities. And law and justice will be applied only on the basis of one's power. So wealth, wealthy people are there, few. So they are considered very powerful. Wealth is considered a power, and also that person is considered very special. He is given all respect, though his character may be very bad. Men and women will live together merely because of superficial attraction. Dampatya abhiruchihi. They will just see, the man will see the woman's physical beauty, which is only skin deep, and the woman will see how much financial status of the man is, how much money in his pocket, how many cars he has, How big is his flat? In which area of the city he has the flat? How much is the package, monthly earning? And these are the external things. There is no consideration of what is the person's character. The father of the girl will not think that the boy smokes cigarette. That's not a problem. And he also takes wine once in a week. That's not a problem. After all, he has a car. My daughter will be so fortunate to be able to roam around him, around the city with him. So that's a great fortune. That's why such marriages don't last. You know, within 3 years or so, most of the marriages, 70-80% of the marriages in the West, and little less maybe, but the divorce rate is also increasing. So eventually many marriages collapse. Earlier we find how people would live. They would have their 60th marriage celebration. In a very simple way, that way. You know, not that they did not have fights. Fights were there always, but they would have that maturity to be able to keep those fights aside for the higher purpose of serving the family members. He says ahead that men and women will live together merely because of superficial attraction, and success in business will depend on deceit, cheating, how much one can cheat others, beg, borrow, steal, but you know, earn money and enjoy life. Womanliness and manliness will be judged according to one's expertise in sex, how long one can have sex, how much he can have. And a man will be known as a Brahman just by his wearing a thread. I was once at a Wadi station with Krishna Bhajan Prabhu only. So I was surprised we had missed one train. So we were there for 7-8 hours. So then I had gone to one place on this platform only, and I was surprised there was one thela, a person pushing that hadgadi, and he was selling something, some product of eggs. And two men wearing Brahmin thread, they were purchasing that omelette and eating it there itself, right on the platform. I was feeling, what is this? I should go and tell them that remove the thread, please. It depicts in a very bad way how Brahminical culture is gone down. Then I thought, better not, otherwise they will shout back, what nonsense. Everybody does. All Brahmanas are meat eaters. In fact, we are taking only egg product. Many are eating cow flesh also. So thus, so much degradation. But people still take pride in wearing Brahmin thread, saying that we are born in Brahmins. We are Chaturvedis, we are Dvivedis, Trivedis. What are the names of the Vedas? God knows whether they know or not. And what to speak of what is there within those Vedas. So thus, so much degradation has taken place. How much superficiality goes on? A person's spiritual position will be ascertained merely according to external symbols. So people wear saffron, shave head, or have long jata, matted hair, and tilak, some long beads, and thus person is considered very saintly, great sadhu. And on that basis, people will change from one spiritual order to the next. A person's propriety will be seriously questioned if he does not earn a good living. And one who is very clever at juggling words will be considered a learned scholar. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur also says that once one Vaishnava devotee visited one town wherein there was one local sarpanch, kind of one mukhiya, one leader, who was very proud of his learning. He would speak in Sanskrit. And this Vaishnava scholar, when he came to that village, he was told that, Prabhuji, could you please confront our this Prabhu? He is very scholarly. So let us have a debate. So then this Prabhu, Vaishnava Prabhu, he went and he asked him to begin the debate. Kastvam, that means who are you? He said, Kastvam? Kastvam, Khastvam, Ghastvam, Ghastvam, Mastvam, Dastvam, all Tvam, Tvam, Tvam. And people were wondering, my God, what a scholar. He asked Kastvam and he's saying, Khastvam, Ghastvam, Mastvam, Jastvam, Tastvam. You know, what an answer. So many answers. But this is none of these things are answer. These are all fake. You know, this is not the answer at all. Kastvam means who are you? So he's saying, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Krishna Dasosmi, Dasa Dasosmi. Like that should be the answer. This fellow is just just bluffing. And people are thinking, wow, what a great answer. Then as soon as that Vaishnava heard this fellow's answer, he said, this is useless. What a foolish fellow this fellow is. And he's very proud of his learning and Sanskrit. So that Vaishnava left that place. Because such people don't listen. They're very arrogant also. A person will be judged unholy if he does not have money, and hypocrisy will be accepted as virtue. Marriage will be arranged simply by verbal agreement, and a person will think he is fit to appear in public if he has merely taken a bath. Bade teer mare unhone. I did a big thing. He took a bath. After all, that's a weekly bath. Once in Germany, on Wednesday or so, water supply stops almost because all the people take bath. That is the only day they take bath. Other time, they don't meet scent, but they apply scent. And that's how the life goes on. A sacred place will be taken to consist of no more than a reservoir of water located at a distance. Prabhupada talks in his purports that people in Kolkata, having Ganges right at their doorstep, leaving that, go all the way to Haridwar and take a dip and feel, oh, we took Ganga bath. Ganga is there right in Kolkata, but they feel, no, you know, we should go to far off place and take bath there. Beauty will be thought to depend on one's hairstyle. Now we can see how many. Many are very close to Brahmachari hairstyle. Only this many hair are there. If they are also removed, then Shikha is already there. So, but Brahmacharis keep Shikha. They have a hairstyle like the Shavan head. Then people have objection for that. So this is how it goes on. Filling the belly will become the goal of life. And one who is audacious will be accepted as truthful. He who can maintain a family will be regarded as an expert man. And the principles of religion will be observed only for the sake of reputation. Dharmikta, external, superficial, hollow rituals will be practiced. So devotees tell that rituals plus spirit is spiritual. Spirit plus ritual, spiritual. But nowadays what remains are the empty rituals. That also because of the previous generation's grace. Next generation is not accepting the rituals also. So they are saying, why should I go to temple? Why should I bow down? Why should I ring the bell? Why should I break the coconut? And earlier generation doesn't have answers for all these questions. And thus, the next generation is not having any impetus, inspiration to go on with even rituals. As the earth thus becomes crowded with a corrupt population, whoever among any of the social classes shows himself to be the strongest will gain political power. Losing their wives and properties to such avaricious and merciless rulers who will behave no better than ordinary thieves, the citizens will flee to the mountains and forests. Harassed by famine and excessive taxes, people will resort to eating leaves, roots, flesh, wild honey, fruits, flowers and seeds. Struck by drought, they will become completely ruined. The citizens will suffer greatly from cold, wind, heat, rain and snow. They will be further tormented by quarrels, hunger, thirst, disease and severe anxiety. The maximum duration of life for human beings in Kali Yuga will become 50 years. By the time the age of Kali ends, the bodies of all creatures will be greatly reduced in size, and the religious principles of followers of Varnashram will be ruined. The path of the Vedas will be completely forgotten in human society, and so-called religion will be mostly atheistic. The kings will mostly be thieves. The occupations of men will be stealing, lying, and needless violence. And all the social classes will be reduced to the lowest level of Shudras. Cows will be like goats. Spiritual hermitages will be no different from mundane houses. And family ties will extend no further than the immediate bonds of marriage. Most plants and herbs will be tiny. And all trees will appear like dwarf shami trees. Clouds will be devoid of piety. And all human beings will have become like asses. At that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear on the earth, acting like the power of pure spiritual goodness. Acting with the power of pure spiritual goodness, he will rescue eternal religion. He will mainly kill them all, and that's how they will be purified. So we can see such a bad scene of Kali Yuga. But as it is said, he says, Kaler dosha nidhe rajan astihi eko mahan gunha kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param brajit. Shukdeva Goswami is giving solace to Parikshit Maharaj that though these difficulties are there are so many faults, unlimited faults, but despite all that, there is one supreme qualification of Kali Yuga. That is, if only one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then one will be liberated from all these disturbances of life. and one will be able to help others also. And Prabhupada in the purport says, for that reason only appeared Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, 3rd and 4th chapters talk about the internal and external reasons for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. He came, that was the time when the Yuga Dharma was to be spread. He came to establish Dharma, and he came to, because he was called by Advaita Acharya, loud calling of Advaita Acharya. So these are external reasons. Internal reasons being, he wanted to experience what happiness that Srimati Radharani experiences in his service. You know, what is the pleasure that she derives in his service. So for that reason Mahaprabhu appears, and mainly he gives Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He came to inaugurate the Sankirtan moment, as it is said for the two brothers, Gaur Nithai. Our Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat says, what is that beginning? Karunavataro. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayatakshau vishwambharau dvijavarau yuga dharma palau vande jagat priyakarau karunavataru. So he's saying ajanulambita bhujau, both of them, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityamprabhu, their hands reach their knees. Now apparently ours also reach, but not in the sitting posture, when one stands up. And then when his hands reach to his knees, then he is called as Ajanu Lambita. His Ajanu, his hands, Ajanu Lambita Bhujavo, hands are reaching Janu, the knees. That is one of the symptoms of a Mahabhagavata, a very great personality. 32 symptoms are there. One of them is their hands are very long. Ajanu Lambita Bhujavo Kanakava Dato, their complexions are golden, both of them. Then Sankirtanaika Pitarov, they are the fathers of Sankirtan movement, both. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, very nicely described, you know, how they are the fathers, because father gives birth. Who is the child? Sankirtan. So we all have the child, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and following in his lines, Srila Prabhupada has given us the child of these two fathers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityamprabhu. Sankirtan, chanting of the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In his song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how he has come for that reason. So Sankirtanaika Pitaro Kamalaya Taksha, their eyes are like lotus petals, extending all the way up to ears. Vishwambharo, they are the maintainers of the entire universe. So anybody who surrenders to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityamprabhu, he won't have any difficulty in his maintenance, material as well as spiritual. Both will be taken care of. If one has faith that Gaur Nithai are the Vishwambhar. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was named also as Vishwambhar, name given by his grandfather, maternal grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti, because he said this child would be maintaining the whole universe. Vishwambharo, Dvijavaro, they are the topmost of all the Brahmins, Dvija. Yuga Dharma Palo, and they are protectors of Yuga Dharma, the Sankirtan. So anybody who chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he will be protected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu. In any part of the world, no matter how much ever confrontation he has, he will be helped by these two. Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro, they are very dear to all the people in the world, and they are the most merciful lords, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanprabhu. So he appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his song, Jiva Jago. Tomare loite ami hoinu avatar, ami bina bandhu ar ke ache tomar. Tomare loite ami. For your sake only, Mahaprabhu is telling. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling the message of Mahaprabhu. Hoinu avatar, I have feared for you, for your deliverance. How merciful is the Lord. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling that. Ami bina bandhu ar kya chetamar. Who is a brother, greater brother, bigger brother, or better brother than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for us? You know? So one who accepts Lord's kindness through his holy name, then he gets supremely blessed. Same thing he says ahead also. Enechi aushadhi maya नशिबार लागी हरि नाम महामंत्र लहो तुमि मागी. सिंग एनेची औषधि माया. वी ऑल हैव भवरोग. Somebody may say, I have cough, I have cold, I have cancer, I get heart attacks, all that. But these are all small diseases within the whole package called Bhavarog. Because we have accepted these material bodies of flesh, because of that, all these diseases are concomitant factors. They are bound to appear according to our karma. But Bhavarog has Bhavaushadhi, and that is brought by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So that's what he's saying. Enechi Aushadhi Maya Nashibaro Lagi. I have brought this supreme medicine. There is no better medicine than the holy name of the Lord. In fact, in his book Naam Rahasya, His Holiness Sachinanda Swami Maharaj has quoted the excerpts from His Holiness Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj lecture, wherein he quotes from Skanda Puran several verses, wherein it is told that how if one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra purely, without offenses, with love, he will get rid of all the diseases. Why we get diseases? Because we turned our face away from Krishna. That's why we became sinful. And as a result of that sinful reaction, we are getting so many diseases. And even if we become sadhakas, practitioners, still diseases, mainly because of the offenses. So then diseases continue. Or many more come. Krishna chastises the practitioners who commit offenses to other Vaishnavas. We can see that in the pastimes of the Lord, like Amog, when he insulted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for eating so much and all. So though he was son-in-law of Sarvam Bhattacharya, he got cholera disease and he was having so much difficulties in his body. He became emaciated, close to death. But Mahaprabhu was merciful, kept hand on his heart and said, Amog, this heart of yours is meant for Krishna. Why are you keeping envy there? Please get rid of it and chant Hare Krishna. So Amoga did it, he got rid of cholera. Similarly, Gopal Chapal, who was envious of Srivas Thakur, and he kept some paraphernalia to worship Kali outside of Srivas' house in the night when Srivas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and others were engaged in chanting the holy name, Kirtan. Morning when Srivas Thakur opened the door, he found that nasty substances were there in bucket or so. So he went to the neighbors and told, just see what kind of rascal I am, what kind of devotee you think I am, devotee of Krishna, this is what I do in the night. Nobody believed, they came, they threw all those nasty things, they cleaned it with gobar and gomutra, and then everybody went in the house. Nobody said anything about it again in their life. But then that person, Gopal Chapal, who offended Srivas Thakur, pure devotee like Srivas Thakur, he got leprosy and he suffered like hell because he committed offense to such a pure devotee as Srivas Thakur. Similarly, Haridas Thakur was objected when he made that statement that when the scholars kept by under Govardhan and Hiranya Mujumdar, the father and uncle of Raghunath Das, who later on became Raghunath Das Goswami, when they were discussing from the scriptures, then they came across verses which stated that liberation is automatic byproduct of chanting the holy name. And when they inquired from Haridas Thakur, he said it is so. You know, liberation is an insignificant byproduct. So then there was one scribe there in the business or whatever that family business was going on. So there was one scribe called Gopal Chakravarti. He felt highly offended. He felt this is insult to Mukti Devi, insult to liberation, impersonal liberation. And he became outraged. He became angry on Haridas Thakur. He said, what nonsense are you speaking? How can Mukti be considered to be automatic byproduct of holy name? Mukti, you know, so many people strive for Mukti, then don't get it. Mukti is supreme. You know, so if you, what you are saying is not true, you know, may you get leprosy. So Haridas Thakur said, yes, if what I said is wrong, let my nose melt away. That means let me get leprosy. After 3 days, what happened? Anyway, that time itself, immediately Hiranya and Govardhan Mujumdar, the father and uncle of Raghunath Das, immediately they removed him from the job. He became jobless, and in a matter of 3 days, his nose started melting away. His fingers, because he was Brahmin born, so very beautiful nose, very beautiful facial face cut, and very nice beautiful fingers he had. So all those started melting away. And he lost his beautiful raised nose. He was proud of his knowledge, so-called knowledge. And he was showing it off by raising his nose. Nose melted away. And his fingers also melted away. And he was ostracized from the society. He was put on the bank of the Ganges with no help. Nobody ready to help him. So ultimately, you know, he got delivered. But we can see that anybody who commits offenses to Vaishnavas, he will get diseases in the body. So one has to be extremely careful not to commit offenses. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so many times told so many devotees that always chant Hare Krishna and never commit offenses to devotees. So one is do's and don'ts. One is to be done, one is not to be done. So not to be done is the easiest thing. It's like I am told during lecture, don't touch the kartal again and again. But if I keep touching again and again, what is this? Why are you extending, you know, you have to struggle little away. But khujli, you know, the itching, because of passion and ignorance, one feels like touching it again and again. Though it is, just don't touch. It is so easy. It's easier than, you know, continue class. That is some exertion of vocal cords. But not to touch is the easiest. Similarly, not to commit offenses is the easiest thing. Just don't do it. Don't commit offenses. But unfortunately, because of passion and ignorance, and because of the lower modes, because of pride, greed, envy, anger, illusion, the six anarthas, then one is so enthusiastic to commit offenses to Vaishnavas, and then one disempowers oneself. Rather by respecting Vaishnavas, that's why our acharyas tell Vaishnava etiquettes. They are the antidote for the offenses. If the disease is offensive mentality, the medicine is Vaishnava etiquettes. Bow down to a devotee. Say Prabhu. Don't say Haribol, whatever, Vinay or Keshav Krishna or something like that. Now say Prabhu. Our acharyas very much emphasize on etiquettes. And always glorify devotees. Overlook the faults. There are faults, many faults. But just the fact the devotee chanting Hare Krishna should be enough. All other things will go away. That's what was our Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. In any assembly, if anybody started offending a Vaishnava by speaking ill about a devotee, immediately Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would say, just the fact that that Vaishnavi chanting Hare Krishna is enough for me to overlook all his other things, which will anyway go away. And then he would leave that place. He did not want to be there hearing the offenses. Hearing offenses is equivalent, tantamount to participating in Vaishnava Aparadha. That's why it is said if a Vaishnava is offended, one should cut off the tongue of that person who has offended a Vaishnava. But in today's day and age, if you cut off somebody's tongue, it will be court case and it will be, people will be shocked. How can you do this? You made him dumb. Now he cannot speak for the rest of his life. You better would have killed him. People can't understand this thing. Why his tongue should be cut off? Because he misused his tongue. So that's why tongue should be cut off. But in the today's day and age, this is not, will not be considered appropriate. So better second is philosophically defeat that person. For that one should be very well read in the scriptures. Then only one will be knowing how to defend the Vaishnava's position. The offense to nullify by defending Vaishnava's position. So if not, third is leave that place. Don't continue standing, sitting, especially hearing the offenses which are continuing. So one should better leave that place. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is ideal. Prabhupada, when he gave sannyas to His Holiness Loknath Maharaj and His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, so that's what he told them. They asked Prabhupada, what is our duty? As brahmacharis, we knew what are our duties. But as sannyasis, we are not sure. Prabhupada said, just read the character and life of six Goswamis and try to follow in their footsteps. So we have Raghunath Bhatta Goswami showing us how one should not participate in hearing offenses. So always chant. Those who always chant Hare Krishna, they will not be able to commit offenses. But because there is interruption in our chanting, we chant and next we chant after 22 hours, then there are so many offenses in those 22 hours likely to happen. So that's why one has to be extremely careful. And Prabhupada is saying here in the purport that the Hare Krishna mantra movement which is not different from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated this. If one associates with this moment, he directly associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the 10th canto beginning only, purport, when Krishna is within the womb of Mother Devaki and demigods are offering prayers, that's where Prabhupada says that Krishna has appeared within the womb of this Hare Krishna moment. So Hare Krishna moment, ISKCON, is like Mother Devaki, and Krishna has appeared within this womb, Hare Krishna, especially through Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Prabhupada only spread it. So somebody had an objection that how can you say like that? This is high arrogance that you are saying that, you know, only ISKCON has Krishna. So His Holiness Satsarup Das Goswami Maharaj, in his book, Japa Reform Notebook, Reading Reform Notebook, he clarifies, he writes a letter to that person, that we are not saying that others don't have Krishna. Yes, others can also, if they follow scriptures. But our Prabhupada, Swami Prabhupada, who was so bold, at the age of 70, he went to America with no money on a cargo ship, and with a struggle for 1 year, he established this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And through his disciples, followers, books, and through many other spiritual programs, he spread the holy name across the globe. You know, so others are also spreading, but he spread the most. There is no doubt about it. Nobody can challenge, counter argue with this. So we are saying that. We are not undermining others' position. Others can also give birth. But ISKCON has given birth to Krishna. Prabhupada. Prabhupada said ISKCON is my body. So Prabhupada, because pure devotee carries Krishna in his heart. And he gives Krishna to others through his vani. That's why Prabhupada wrote books for all next 10,000 years, law books. And anybody who reads those Bhaktivedanta purports gets Krishna through Prabhupada. In one morning walk, Prabhupada said that. He only asked the question, so why did I write these books? Some devotees said, Prabhupada for distribution. Prabhupada said no. Then somebody said, Prabhupada to engage your disciples in activities. Prabhupada said no. So many answers were given, but Prabhupada had a particular mood that he wanted to emphasize. He said no only. So ultimately he only answered. He said to inspire all the people on planet Earth to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Prabhupada's purpose in writing his books is to inspire all the people to chant Hare Krishna. So those who read Prabhupada's books daily, they will be getting that realization, that how their chanting improves. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj said, anybody who reads Prabhupada books for 2 hours daily, Maya cannot touch him. Maya cannot touch him. Forget about embrace, kiss and kick. That she can never do. You know? Because which are all physical touch. She cannot touch only. So how can she kiss, embrace or kick? So that's why reading Prabhupada books daily, in his one letter, he writes 1 to 2 hours daily. Reading Prabhupada books. Apart from that, morning program, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam daily, Panchanga Bhakti, that Rupa Goswami Path says. So if we practice all this, then we'll become very strong devotees personally. And then when we go out and give the holy name to others, people will be able to take it. Srila Prabhupada personally was chanting 64 rounds daily. In her book, Her Grace, Mula Prakruti Mataji tells, at least 3 of Prabhupada's god brothers confirm that Prabhupada in his grahastha days, later grahastha days, he was chanting 64 rounds daily, not less. Though he was not necessarily chanting on beats. Many on beats are remaining through the mouth. Any activity he was doing in his household, grahastha life, he was continuously chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And they observed it, god brothers observed it. And we can see the testimony to this is, when Prabhupada went to the West, most of them were hippies and all of them had no Vedic culture. But when Prabhupada said that you are initiated, you should chant, how many rounds? 64 rounds. So unless one is personally chanting, how one would be bold enough to say? I will not tell that to others because I am not chanting 64. We will tell chant 16. So thus we can see Prabhupada was chanting 64 rounds personally. And afterwards, he was not seen apparently chanting 64, but as an acharya, he was chanting 24 hours afterwards. So we can see that Prabhupada has given this. Personally, we have to become very strong by taking holy name and then give it out to others, then people will, Prabhupada is saying, people should take advantage of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and thus gain relief from all the problems created in this age of Kali. All the problems would be gone. Devotees themselves can see that. While living in this world, you know, we are untouched by all the problems because you have transcended, because you have taken shelter of holy name, Krishna personally in the form of holy name. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Gaura Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandai.